Now this is really funny. On tracks.
Well, just any kind of
monorail. Merry-go-round, carousel, Ferris wheel. Wagon wheel.
What's that?
It's not called the wagon wheel. The wagon wheel is a ride, and I can't think of what it is. Oh yeah, it's a ride that is on a platform with seats on it, and it goes around, and it's going up all at the same time. Then it goes back down. I just can't really think of several offhand, seeing that I'm not a riding enthusiast.
What's the difference between the carousel and the merry-go-round?
Oh, the carousel generally is the one with the horses on it that go up and down on the ground. The merry-go-round, when I said that, I was thinking about the merry-go-round like in the neighborhood parks, the one that you stand on and run around if you like.
What would you carry coal in if you burned coal in it?
I haven't the slightest idea.
And the thing that, you've seen those old-fashioned stoves, haven't you?
Right.
The thing that runs from the stove up is the
smoke pipe.
Okay. And if you want to move bricks or something heavy like that, what could you use to move them in? It's got
wheelbarrow.
Did you ever hear another name for a wheelbarrow?
I can't think of one.
Did you ever get called a Georgia buggy?
No.
And the thing people drive nowadays?
Cars, automobiles.
Any slang names for cars in general?
Ride, wheels. That's all I can think of.
You know, on a car, the kind of car that's got, you know, a bench seat rather than bucket seats, just a one bench seat, a two-door car with one bench seat, you call that a
hardtop?
Okay. What about a small car, a two-door car with two bench seats? It's got a front seat and a back seat, in other words. But just two doors.
What are you saying now? Say that again.
A car that's got a bench seat. Mm-hmm. You know, just a front seat,
right.
Solid front seat, and also a back seat like that, but just got two doors.
Are you talking about a small car or a large car, like a sport car, just a regular car?
Oh, excuse me, I forgot you were in
here. Okay, just turned off now. Sunday morning and he got hurt. And he's in the hospital, and he has to be isolated, and we've got to bring him home. We can't afford to keep him there. It's already $100.
What kind of dog do you have?
What is it? Dash? A Dachshund. Mm-hmm. And he's 8 years old.
If there's one thing you might... You can get cages from the... how big a cage would you want?
Well, it has to be long enough, and it has to have small wire on it because he's supposed to be isolated from fires, flies. The doctor wants him kept in the house, but I can't keep him in the house because he's not a housebroken dog. I have the kids here. His whole neck was gashed open, and all of the skin rotted because he stayed away so long, and when he came back, it was all infected. So scar tissue has to form, but if flies get in it, will they blow maggots?